Kate Manahan. Thank you for joining me for the 239th edition of New Mainers Speak. This is a bi-weekly half-hour program where you can hear firsthand about the lives of some of Maine's immigrants. During this show, we visit with individuals regarding their life stories and enduring hopes as new Mainers. My guest today is Eklas Ahmed. She was my guest in 2017 when she spoke about her immigration experience, arriving with her family in Maine from Darfur, Sudan, by way of Egypt, at the age of 12. To hear that whole interview, which also includes a reading of her own poetry, check out the archives at newmainersspeak.com. Or you can just Google it. But today, Eklas is joining me as the Citizenship and Civic Engagement Coordinator for the Greater Portland Immigrant Welcome Center. It's voting season. I can't wait to hear about your organizing efforts, Eklas. Welcome back to New Mainers Speak.
Thank you so much for having me back.
First of all, this is a very busy time of year as you prepare to get out the immigrant vote in the upcoming general election. And so thank you so much for taking this time to visit with me.
Yeah, certainly a busy time for all of us. And I'm happy to be here.
The Greater Portland Immigrant Welcome Center is focused on three things, which we've covered on previous radio shows: English language skills, economic integration, and citizenship and civic engagement. And you're here today to talk about the third of those things, the civic engagement. Currently, there are 25,000 immigrants in Maine who are eligible to vote because they've become naturalized citizens. And there are 11,000 more nearly eligible in time. I wondered if you could talk about how you're getting them to participate in the upcoming general election.
Yeah, a lot of eligible refugees, immigrant, that are now naturalized citizens. And that has been the work that I am concentrating on, is to have this group of people be optimistic, know their voting rights. That is what is important to me, is that I convey the right information about voting. And especially now during COVID-19, how to vote safely. And when you do vote, you need to know the information on the candidates that you are voting for, which is something that is lacking in our immigrant community. Many people want to vote, but the ballots themselves are really hard to read because of how it's worded in the English language. But it's also that it has so much information sometimes that you don't know what part to concentrate on. So my effort has been to helping people know their rights, how to vote safely, how to request help if they need help in terms of reading the ballot, or if they just need information on who's running, not just the national level, but also in our local level, things that are going to affect them personally, affect their kids, affect the traffic, affect gas prices. So there's just so much that people don't know, and that's why they're hesitant to voting. And we need to find a way to take that hesitation away and to provide the most accurate information.
That's so important. I don't hear people talking about that much. People say, go vote. But it is a homework project. You have to find out what's going to be on the ballot and how you feel about it and what your choices are.
Yes. Yeah, indeed. And even those commercials we see on TV, on newspaper ads, the plays, they always just say, yeah, go vote. Vote yes on one or vote no on two. Maybe someone who was born here in the United States, maybe they know how to go and look for what does that mean. But for people that are just new citizens who have so many other things that they're concentrating on how to adjust to this country still, that's something that people need to know, is that a lot of new citizens, new Americans have so much on their plate in terms of adjusting to the country, adjusting to the culture, adjusting to the language. So not a lot of people have time to do the research on what does it mean to vote yes on one, which are the questions on the ballot. So yeah, people need to talk more about what does that mean, rather than just saying vote yes or vote no.
Well, it's not limited to immigrants being confused about it, I always go on before an election onto my town's website, and they have a sample ballot. And I print it off and I read it. I read in the newspaper. I talk to people. I do my homework before I vote. And I imagine that's just daunting if, you know, the language is unfamiliar or the names of the people all seem odd. Pew Research says that 1 in 10 eligible voters in the United States are immigrants. And that's 23 million naturalized citizens that were born somewhere else and have become U.S. citizens that are eligible to vote. You know, it's so good to think about how we're going to do that.
Yes.
Do you have a place where you send people that are looking for more information?
Well, yes. Most of the time, people send people to me. So I'm that person that usually get many of the phone calls, many of the emails. But I do send people to our website. I send people to local organizations like Gateway Community Services, because they're also focused on civic engagement and helping people to register to vote. But they have information in multiple languages, which is very helpful to our community. I also send people to the League of Women Voters here in Maine. They have been a great partners with us at the Greater Portland Welcome Immigrant Center. And we send a lot of people to their website or to their calls center so that they can get the most accurate information and materials. And they have really cool get out to vote mask. Now that we're actually canvassing safely with all the COVID-19 protocols. So if people want to come and volunteer with us, we have everything that a volunteer could need in terms of being safe doing COVID-19 and knocking on people's doors, because I had great success so far. I registered, you know, with our partners with the league, we registered almost 60 new voters just in the last 2 days alone. The need for us to be out and knocking on doors is there. So it's a team effort.
Wonderful. You know, you can register at your town hall. You can mail in a registration. You can register at the DMV. But if you're not in those places, it's awfully nice if you would come to the door and invite people and show them how to fill out the form. What are your goals, Eklas? How many people do you plan to register, and how do you plan to make it all happen?
That's a great question. My personal goal is to register every eligible voter in my community. That is a big goal. So that's why I am constantly looking for volunteers. I am looking to recruit more younger group of positive and who are committed to helping our community thrive. Because at the end of the day, it's beyond voting. It's what happens after voting. So that's why we need to make sure whoever is eligible to vote has the opportunity and has the resources they need so they can vote. I'm doing that through finding youth organizers. So I've recently talked with my friend, Maryam Mahmoud, who is a co-founder of Maine Youth Network, who's going to be joining our efforts in helping us get the youth registration and youth vote. Alongside my friend Samar, who is working with us in the Greater Portland area to help register newly nationalized folks. So again, I'm just recruiting whoever has the time and the ability to help, and therefore we can all work together in registering every eligible voter.
It's a big job, but I'm so glad you're doing it. What would you wish that every immigrant actually already knew about voting in the United States elections?
I wish that every immigrant knew that it is easy to vote. Voting is not hard.
What are some of the barriers that they're facing? I mean, you mentioned earlier, maybe not knowing how to make sense of the issues that you're voting on. Are there other barriers that keep people from feeling like it's easy?
Yeah, I think what I mentioned earlier is that a lot of the time is the language barrier. Even though they are American citizens, again, it is not the same language that you see on a normal day-to-day basis that you see on the ballots. So that has been one of the biggest barrier. Transportation is one big barrier that I see often in my community, is that people have a hard time finding rides to the polls. finding rides to the clerk's office, not knowing how to vote through a absentee ballot is something that many people face in my community. They just don't know how to do that, how to request the ballot, how when it comes home, how you fill it, who do you address the ballot to. So those are some of the barriers that I often see, and I hope that my work now and in the future will continue in closing that gap and giving people the right information they need so that they can just vote, because ultimately that vote changes, like I was saying earlier, all of our lives, but especially for newer citizens, it's going to affect them even most.
I remember talking to people before the 2016 election, talking to immigrants, and hearing such a wide variety of reasons they aren't going to vote because their vote didn't count where they were from and they just don't believe it counts anywhere. And also not being able to decide or feeling like it's not up to them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you convince people to care about voting and civic engagement?
Yeah, that is a really great point. Like I was saying, I think that a lot of new citizens are hesitant about voting where they come from. A lot of the countries, that is not even an opportunity. Like voting is not an opportunity for them. And when they do actually vote, their vote doesn't count. It goes somewhere else. So many people are hesitant about that. So the way I engage newly citizens from my community is by sharing their story, is by telling that if you elect this candidate, you have the right to go ask them, how are you helping me? How are you helping my school? How are you helping my kids, my district? So that you are building a connection with your state official or that person you're putting in office. It's not just a random stranger. We have to hold our elected officials accountable if things in our community are not being done. So that is the way I encourage immigrants in our community, by saying that your vote does matter. And if you don't see the result of your vote, then you need to hold our elected officials responsible by doing this, by calling them, by sending them an email, by writing a letter to the editor, so that it seems more personable rather than just, I elected this person and I don't have any connection to them.
Nicely done. It's not just about one election. It's about being a participating member and a citizen. If you're just joining this conversation, welcome. You're listening to New Mainers Speak. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Eklas Ahmed. She's organizing New Mainers, naturalized U.S. citizens, to vote in this upcoming general election. And there are so many ways to vote now. What are you recommending for newer citizens, the people that you speak to when you're going door to door?
So when I go door to door, I first introduce myself, because I think a lot of people nowadays are afraid to open the door. You know, to them, I am a stranger. But once I knock on the door to introduce myself and make that, you know, connection, I'm not here to convince anybody to vote for a particular party. So taking that fear away of that. So usually just building that trust is very important. And that's how I have been able to gain the trust of the immigrant community and working with the community leaders, because again, this work cannot be done but on an individual basis. So I have connected with community leaders, so we're all working together.
Could you speak to what you're doing about suggesting early voting or absentee voting or in-person voting for people during this COVID season?
Yes. What I suggest to people that want to do early voting is that if they have moved from a different location where they're living, re-register, because a lot of times people forget to do that. So re-registering in the new address, making sure that you request an absentee ballot, which we have at the center. We can send those to people. We also have stamped envelopes so people don't have to pay for postals. And we're happy to even drop it ourselves. So those are information that I constantly try to convey in our immigrant community, is that whatever they need, is that reach out. If there's any person that needs help, were able to help in multiple ways and in a safe way, even without leaving their home.
Yeah, and so that's for an absentee ballot. You have to make your request for one of those by the 29th of October, but the sooner the better, right?
Definitely, the sooner the better. And I met a lot of people that have already requested their absentee ballots. So people are doing what it takes because they know this election is a very important election and everybody needs to vote, whether it's through absentee or in person, or even, I don't know a lot about people who live outside of the US, but I know there's also a way for Americans to vote in this election, even if you are overseas.
Yes, that's a really important point. In case you are a US citizen, but right now you're living or working in a different country, or a military person. There's also early voting.
Yes.
And that's where you just go into your town hall anytime between October 5th and 30th. And if it's their hours for voting, you can just go ahead and vote as if it were same day, but it's just early and you don't have to worry about postage.
Indeed.
And then there's election day. Have you gone and elected someone by walking into the poll booth and filling out your ballot?
Yes, yes. It's actually a ritual here in my family. On election day, we all get together. I pick up my aunt, who is a newly naturalized citizen, my mom, my cousins. We all get in the vehicle together. I used to live on Monroe Hill, so our house was at East End Community School. So we would all go there, get in line, and fill out the ballot. And it's such a rewarding experience. And afterwards, we go and get ice cream. So it's a voting holiday. And we all are very happy and very excited every election because we know that it's something that we don't want to take for granted.
I love that you've made it a special occasion for the whole family. That's so beautiful.
Yes, voting is important, but it's also fun.
Yeah, definitely. The Immigrant Welcome Center has a citizen assistance fund to help immigrants to prepare for and pay for the process of becoming a U.S. citizen. What can you share with us about that process? Why does it matter if immigrants file the paperwork and take the test and become citizens?
Being a U.S. citizen is very important to me, and I know to many people who were refugees and then filled out their paperwork to become a U.S. citizen, it has been a life-changing. Because for so many of us, we still have left so many of our family and of our friends behind. So having a U.S. citizen does not only give you the freedom to be an American, but also it gives you an opportunity to connect with your loved ones if they are overseas, so you can travel to them. It gives you an opportunity to vote in elections, making your voice heard and being a member of society. I always encourage people to go ahead and fill out that paperwork. I know it's an exhausting process and it's really expensive, but there's so many people out there that are willing to help. I know that in our community here in Portland, Portland Adult Education always has tutors who are available to help fill out paperwork. Being a U.S. citizen, it's priceless. There's nothing that you can compete with that.
Yeah, and it's important for your safety. People don't realize that they can be deported for almost nothing, traffic violations, mm-hmm. if they're not citizens. And so it's important for safety as well. Right now, if you were to do your paperwork with maybe some administrative support to fill out the forms, it would cost $750. But starting on October 2nd, the price is going up to $1,060. So it's expensive to become a citizen, and there's legal and financial help, translation help, and administrative support resources for this application process at the Immigrant Welcome Center as the price is going up.
If people have additional questions, they can always email me. I have my email is eclis@welcomeimmigrant.org. I get to them. So I hope people that need help can reach out to me through my email.
Wonderful. Is there anything else that you wanted to be sure to say that I didn't ask?
I think that I was just thinking in my head is that one way that I want to try to encourage more voting outcome is by having the candidates themselves come to the immigrant communities, meet those individuals, because a lot of the times they don't go to town hall meetings. They are busy at home with their children, doing homework and being a parent. So sometimes in making sure that the voting outcome is greater, especially in the immigrant community, is by having those elected officials join us or hosting a meeting with us so that they get to know people on an individual basis, not just a number.
It makes it so much more real if you've met the candidate.
It does. It really does. And every time you see their face on TV or you see their name on a postal driving somewhere, you can say, yes, I met Sarah Gideon, or yes, I met Angus King because of that connection and that meeting.
Really good point. And right, that's one of those barriers too, which it makes it just hard to get there when you're parenting and working late shifts, and makes a town hall meeting almost impossible.
For sure. For sure.
Have you decided who you're going to vote for yet?
I'm one of those people who is probably going to do early voting because of my work. Like, I need to be available during election day to help others. So I need to vote in advance.
So will you still get to do the ice cream day with your family?
Oh, yes. Oh my God. I requested all of their requests of registration. So they're all gonna register hopefully by now. And even if I do vote absentee and early voting, I'll still take them to the polls because it's a holiday that we can't miss.
Right. And the registrations are good for life as long as you don't move. If you move, you have to update your registration.
Yes. It's something that is a conversation that is missed amongst our immigrant community, because a lot of the time you don't find that quickly until it's too late, until you're at the voting booth and you're trying to vote. And they say, oh, have you moved to a new audience? And you say yes, and it takes even longer. People have things to do and their life needs to go on. So if you take 2 hours at the voting booth, that's a long time.
It is. Thank you. Speaking of time, thank you so much for your time today, Eklas. It's always lovely to spend time with you.
Same to you. Thank you for all this amazing work that you do in our community.
You're very welcome. I absolutely love it. And I think that I have taken to heart some of the lessons I've learned from immigrants such as you, who are really committed to positivity and optimism, because things have been pretty dark with our political situation, the COVID world, our financial world, and I find myself not having enough tools to deal with it some days. And I think of my strong immigrant friends who just choose to be positive, choose to be hopeful, choose to be optimistic. And I think that's how you do it, because there are people who know more about this resilience stuff than me.
Yeah, it's really tough. It's really tough. And I too have bad days. Regardless of how optimistic I try to be, I have my dark days. And people think our elections in politics affects only us here in the US, but in fact, that is not the truth. Every decision that is made in the US affects other countries like mine in Sudan, and how people are being treated there too. So if we talk about changing our lives, changing the justice system, is speaking for injustices. It's not just about the injustices here in the States, it's all over the globe. So we need to continue being a champion for our citizens here in the States, but also for people back home in many different countries that depend on this change and wait for this change because they can't do it themselves.
That is so important to point out. And I think I learned that at a personal level when Obama was elected and you saw the people cheering from their TV viewing stations all over the world. And you thought, wow, they know that this election impacts them. And they were glad to have an ally.
For sure, for sure. But yeah, we have to, I mean, is being optimistic, or what is the other side? That's what I always say. And then that other side is really bad, and I don't want to go there.
Your kindness and sincerity, coupled with the outreach and organization that you're doing, really helps to create a pipeline for future voters here in Maine. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I'm Kate Manahan, closing today's program with a song that Eklas has selected for us. Can you tell us about why you chose this song?
Yes, Miley Cyrus is an artist that I admire, regardless of our backgrounds in religion, in language, in so many aspects of her is so different than mine, but she's someone that I have followed, grown up with since I was younger. But this song in particular, Climb, it speaks to me personally, and I feel like it captures what we're all going through, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. It is about the climb. It's about being positive, looking for the light at the end of the tunnel, even though we're kind of fall maybe a million times, but knowing that we can get up is what this life is all about. We have to look for that optimistic light and always be positive as often as we can, even when things are so uncertain.
Nice. I can see why you chose that one. It's like your personal anthem.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's my personal anthem.
Thank you. Climb by Miley Cyrus.
I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying, you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but gotta keep trying, gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. The struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments.